a reading from the Acts of Our Father, the pure apostle who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen. So when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and threw out the wheat into the sea. When it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they observed a bay with the beach, onto which they planned to run the ship if possible. And they let go the anchor and they let them in the sea. Meanwhile, losing the rubber ropes, and they hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made for shore. But striking a place where two seas meet, they ran the ship aground, and the bow stuck fast and remained immovable. But the stern was being broken up by the violence of the waves, and the soldier's plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim away and escape. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get to land, and the rest, some on board and some on parts of the ship. And so it was that that all escaped safely to land. Now when they had escaped, they then found out that the island was called Malta, and the native showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on a fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the native saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he was escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live." But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked up for a long time and saw no harm came to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In the region there was an estate of the leading citizen of the island, so whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for the 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went in to him and prayed, and he laid his hand on him and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. They also honored us in many ways, and when we departed, they provided us things as were necessary. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and might be mighty and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.